Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday. Three more days till Friday. And it's time for the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Catch all the helpful links and videos we mention on air by following the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Thank you in advance for going right to Facebook and following us.
Bookmark. Make it your homepage.
Thanks. Yes. Please. All right. So here's what's happening. Today is Tuesday, February 2nd. It's Groundhog Day. And Punxsutawney Phil has seen his shadow, which means we have six more weeks of winter.
Oh, that's the bad thing? That's right.
Yeah, I copied it right off the page because I also don't know which one means
it's like
which
the
one.
Opposite. Like, you think if he sees the shadow that it's sunny and then winter's going to end, but it's the opposite.
I don't know if there's any, you know, if anyone's ever gone through the years to figure out if this guy's ever right or not. It's a fun little tradition, and that's what he has to say. Six more weeks of winter. Frankly, I did a quick look around. So right now we have rain early today here in the Bay Area, and then it should sort of clear up. I looked at the resorts in Tahoe, and the snowpack's pretty good. It's the open snow thing that guy has is there's so much stuff that it's hard to just get to the what's the snowpack, dude?
Right.
So I looked at I had to go through and find it. In Tahoe, we're between 5 and 9 feet of snowpack.
Oh, that's great.
Which is pretty darn good. It's certainly this storm was necessary.
Yeah.
I mean, we were kind of making snow for the most part, right? Probably.
Yes. I'm sure there was a little. Remember, it rained a little in December and
yeah,
and then
but this
sort
was
of
the
shut
storm.
Off for January.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, hopefully we get a few more of these before spring and before it's too late. But right now, snowpack's looking good. About 4 to 10 feet, depending. Something like that. So there's that. Also, I wanted to mention real quick, it's not the biggest story of the day, but I did mention it yesterday, that the Major League Baseball owners proposed starting the season late because of COVID.
Yeah.
They really want people to come to the games on however they can get them in there because that's how they
make their money.
Pay those high-paid baseball players. Mm. The Baseball Players Union said, nope, we're going to start on time and you're going to pay us our full amount. So, which is great in that we'll have baseball whenever the first pitch is. But unfortunately, I don't think they're going to be able to put people in the stands. And frankly, it's probably unrealistic that even waiting a month is going to have people in the stands.
Yeah.
The more you,
That's true. As
positive as the vaccination news is that we've got it and it's working, and it the rollout's much slower than any of us want it to be.
Right.
So I don't, unless we somehow get things ironed out quick, it's going to go slower than we want.
It'd be great if Pfizer could step in and sponsor baseball and just have representatives at every baseball stadium inoculating people on their way in. Go ahead in. You're all set.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Buy a Giants ticket,
get your vaccination.
While we're sort of on that subject, TripAdvisor just released a poll about our travel plans for 2021. I know that I had plans to do a trip to Mexico last year with the cooks, and we had to cancel that and push our tickets. So we are set, though, for a trip this year, and I know a lot of people are probably considering that as well.
Wait, the Mexico trip is going to happen?
No, that's Hawaii. Off. In fact, really, as we'd planned that before we knew what my daughter's diagnosis was, with these high hopes that we'd be able to go to Mexico and worry-free.
Mm-hmm.
She needs food. She needs to be able to have cooked food for her daily.
Right.
And so it wouldn't have worked out unless we sent food to Mexico.
Right.
We couldn't trust that we would be able to get organic everything and all that stuff. So anyway, that's the Mexico trips aren't in her future. But we are going to Hawaii.
Woo!
Yay! That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Anyway, most people, right, about 14% of people have already booked international trips for this year.
Oh, well, they are saying that because travel places are desperate for people to come, that you can get some really good deals right now.
Yeah, 80% of Americans
take that chance.
Are planning at least one overnight domestic trip for fun.
Oh,
I'm surprised it's not even more, because it seems like people need to get away.
Mm-hmm.
They want out.
The stir craziness, the sense of being limited in any way really wears on you. And now we're going on a year. It's like, I got to get out of this house. Anywhere.
I was surprised over the holidays that our neighbors went to Hawaii, but whatever the requirements were, they wanted to do it. And I don't blame them.
Right.
So they did it and they went. And I have another friend who was in Hawaii and she just came back like 4 days ago.
Mm.
So what, you know, it's still America, but it's beautiful. And I guess you just test before you go. And if you're clear, you get to go and hang.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I don't know what the requirements are, but it's definitely, there's some hoops to jump through, I would assume.
Many people are saying, though, that they're only going to fly if they can get the vaccinations, and vaccinations are still up in the air.
Yeah, I'm just not going to do, I'm not, after all this, I'm not going anywhere without a vaccination. But I'm ready. Like, come stick me. I'm hoping like a pharmacy will call me and be like, we got 10 doses and they're about to expire. Come on down.
I'd love that too, because I will go.
Oh,
right,
hell
then.
Yeah. I'll run. I'll be there in a minute.
This story is one. You see this a lot now that airline travel has changed. Safer, so for the better. For the worse, take my shoes off right here. Mm. Pour my water out. I just bought this.
Yeah.
Four guys in Kunming, China, were flying home from a business trip recently, and they were taking 66 pounds of oranges with them.
Oh.
I'm guessing fruit is hard to come by wherever it is they live. Otherwise, why would you travel with that much?
I can get some oranges for you.
The airline told them, there's an extra fee for shipping the oranges, about $46. That was six times what they paid for the oranges. So they said the fee was too expensive, and they stood there for a half hour eating all of them.
46 pounds of oranges that they were not going to just toss.
66 pounds
of oranges. Oh, 66 pounds.
Right. $46 was the charge to ship them.
I see.
So that's about 16 or 17 pounds of oranges per person, and they hammered it all right there before they left. To me, that doesn't seem...
It seems so stupid.
It seems really, really stupid. Like, I don't even want to gurg the water that you're making me throw away. Not because I want to be wasteful, but I'm not trying to fill my belly with water before I head for a flight.
Yeah, the last thing, you know what I don't want to do is pee on a flight. I just want to stay in my seat and shiver until it's over. I just want to get out of here.
While they're playing.
The oranges must be so precious. I don't understand.
I don't get it either, but they all ended up with mouth ulcers from eating all that acid.
Well, yeah.
And one of them says from their experience, we never want to have oranges again. Well, it's not the oranges' fault.
Yeah.
You dingbats.
That is
stupid. Come on.
Yeah. I hadn't heard about the orange shortage. In China.
Neither.
I just don't really understand. There's so much in that story that I wish I could ask them.
Yeah, the oranges are green in Vietnam. It's a trip.
Green?
What? Like,
so
yeah,
they're not
green.
Ready yet?
No, they look like lime, big lime, but...
They're orange.
They're oranges, and they actually taste great. Super sweet.
Like an orange.
They are oranges, and they're, you know what's funny about it is it's called an orange. Like, the literal translation is the color orange in Vietnamese is the same name as that fruit.
And when you cut it open, is it orange inside?
Yeah, I guess it's orange, yellow. Yeah, it's kind of the similar color. Not as orange, but...
Well, real limes apparently are yellow, like a lemon. Like, I have a Mexican lime tree in my yard, and they look like little lemons.
What?
When they turn yellow, that's when they're ripe. Like they're green, green,
when
green, green.
When you say
green.
Lime in Spanish, is limón.
Limón.
So.
Limon. Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
Then how do you say lemon in Spanish?
Same thing. They're interchangeable.
Right. But when they're saying that, they mean a lime. And it's and the limes are, like, and I didn't know this because limes are green in my world. And the Mexican lime tree that I planted, which actually is the only limes I've ever gotten to grow in my yard, they turn yellow. I'm like, oh, no, it turned yellow. And
you picked a Mexican lime tree not knowing that they were yellow?
Yeah, well, it had little green limes on it, and I went, oh, it's even got some limes. And I picked them, like, oh, there's no juice, they're not good, because they weren't ripe. When they turn yellow, they're ripe. And my gardener goes, those are limes. That's now it's ready. He goes, take that one, cut it open. I'm like, oh, it's delicious. It's a lime.
It's green inside.
It's kind of lemony green, like a very, very pale green.
Do you put that
green
in your beer?
Yeah, I'll put that in my beer. Oh, okay. It's just a lime. It's weird, but true.
I don't usually use limes that much, only with beer or tequila. So.
Oh, really? I put them over tacos. I obviously into my guacamole. I'll put a lime on my fish. I'll put a lime in my Diet Coke.
No.
Delicious.
Look at you go.
Diet Coke.
Or rum and Coke with a little lime in there. Oh,
here's the Vietnamese orange.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that looks like a lime. Yeah. That's very confusing.
And here's the inside of it.
Oh, it is orange.
That's like a grapefruit.
That's funny.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's very
why?
Weird. Why? I don't know why.
Yeah, what's wrong with the Vietnamese fruit?
I don't know. It's nature.
I'll tell you guys something as we talk about fruit, which I thought of when I was doing the orange story, because some places don't get. We're spoiled in California. We get really fresh fruit, really fresh vegetables.
All year.
And often, yeah, it is all year, often. So driving down south, like I did over the weekend, all the farms are desperate for water, and their signs are all along the road saying is growing food wasting water? So there's clearly a big fight about where the water goes. As we are sort of the place where most farming is done, a lot of farming,
right?
A lot of the country's farming, I should say, is
we're
done
feeding
here in California.
Feed the world. You know what's funny, I was just realizing as we started talking about lemons and limes and oranges and etc., like, this is what I like about our show. Like, you tell a story about these dumb people in China who end up with mouth ulcers because they ate their 66 pounds of oranges instead of paying to get them on the flight. And we wind up, now we're feeding the Central Valley's water problems are the end of this. Like, well, this, like, I love that. Like, you get any topic, we'll take it and find a way to make it not about that anymore.
Yeah, bring the life right out of it.
Yeah.
One more story.
All right.
I told you this about these chastity belts for men.
Oh, yeah. I like these.
Where your man zone is locked.
Yeah.
Okay. And apparently, after I did the first story about there possibly being a hackable, like the chastity belt is controlled via Bluetooth or wireless. So the person, your master, can lock your zone. And then they're in charge of when you get unlocked.
Right.
And so it's a little bit of a master and servant.
And there's
game.
A hole you can pee.
Right.
Of course, the pee's, well, you know, then there's going to be some pee inside the lock.
The story came out that these high-tech chastity belts were hackable. And they hoped they got the news to people before it happened to anybody. Unfortunately, the flaw in the app code that could allow hackers to get in and lock the belts from the outside, they said they patched it before anyone did anything.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, not everybody updates their stuff.
So true, Vin.
So Vice just interviewed a guy named Sam Summers. This was last week. And he revealed that hackers got into his electronic chastity belt and they held his man zone for ransom.
How much did he have to pay to free Willy?
He says, initially, I thought it was my partner. I got a bit excited that I'd been locked in. He called and gave their safe word and realized that she wasn't behind the locked up man zone.
So it happened.
So he was hacked. Then he got a message that demanded, if you want your man zone back, it'll be $1,000 in Bitcoin.
Oh.
He said no.
Oh.
Which is really bold. Well, you say no when you think you can find another way out, I think. And but believe me, if
you
can't get out.
Can you not cut these things off of you? Like,
that's what they had to do.
Okay.
They used bolt cutters, and they were able to get it off. He says, though,
hot.
I probably won't have a scar or anything, but I was bleeding, and it bleeping hurt.
Oh, bleeding.
Well, who hasn't? I mean, I don't know how bad he was bleeding. You know, I mean, who hasn't had a shaving cut?
Yeah.
Have you ever cut yourself?
Absolutely.
There you go. Anyway, he's not planning on suing the chastity belt manufacturers or anything.
That's good.
But he probably won't use digital adult products anymore either, he says.
Yeah, that's maybe the smart move. Although, look at that. Wow, I was thinking more like a belt, but that is, it goes underneath the bag, and then that to really trap the thing on there.
Yeah, you are locked in.
That is, you're in trouble. So they must have cut that sidebar that goes around. Wow, that's that
thing
looks
kind of gnarly.
If that
was free, let's say they sent those to the whole show and everyone got one. Well, you wouldn't try it if it was free. Like, it was, here it is.
Well, if John wanted to, then, yeah, I don't think John would want that. Would you try it?
I would try most things, sure.
So that
I don't know what the thrill would be. I don't have a drive in me to go buy one.
Well, the thrill is, am I ever going to be able to escape from this thing? That's a thrill.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Will I ever see it in the flesh again, or will I just be peeing through
that
hole in the bottom of
it? You guys gave me a thing that this was a long time ago, but you gave me a thing that I absolutely tried and thought, wow, that was fun. Felt great.
It was like a $200 machine that was given to us by someone else, and then you used it and threw it away.
Well, because I couldn't justify cleaning it and keeping it around.
Why not?
Because that's just...
It worked, and it was $200.
Well, okay, to
all
tell you,
to
the truth,
clean it.
I threw it away in my shame after using it, and later wish I would have dug it out of the trash, but I didn't. and I don't have it anymore, and I've only used it the one time, but it felt okay.
Have you considered buying another one?
No, yeah. I haven't. That's not...
Well, he's got kids now. You know, you don't want your kids to go, what's this? Oh, my arm is stuck in there.
No, you do not.
My arm.
My arm is stuck in there.
Oh, it massages your arm.
Oh, it's an arm massager. I see.
I'm so super out of time, so I can't do text, but let me give you the number, 800-400-3697. Text us with your comments. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with a little bet that Bryn and I made last Friday regarding Saturday Night Live right after this.
Oh.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.